Blog Talk Radio.
Song, the show that starts out Mondays and Fridays, live from New York today. It's the Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me, Tarek Brock. 4 years running. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, producing it, 347-205-9631. 15 minutes goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/ Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay that red carpet down, I put that podium in its place, I hand off the mic. Tarek, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you, the sponsors and everything? Third of all, nobody's taking you guys out in the series, and it continues in New York this evening.
Man, good morning to you. Happy Monday, everyone. Yeah. And just enjoying our time here in the Big Apple so far before taking on the Mets tonight, which has been really good. But first, before I even get going, let me thank the sponsors of the show, PNW BMW back in Pittsburgh and the Cardio Grind back in Tarzana, California. Man, thank you guys. Love what you guys do for me to help me out during the year. But I'm just really looking forward to, you know, get going tonight. And it'd be really good. So you can find me online on Instagram, first to last name, with the SR at the end of it, on X, Tarek Senior, and on Facebook, just first and last name. So as we say, let's get going.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, 16 games into the season, you know what this team has shown me? You're up close with them, but it's shown me they are resilient. They got ice in the veins. And they don't let anything rattle them. You lose two games in the ninth inning, one at the end of that homestand against Detroit, another one on a walk-off. But the bounce back is amazing, and it's just a different team all the way around. We've talked about this before. You got to lose the win, but you're right there. Is there something different this year than it was last year? Because, man, oh, man, Tarek, these guys are road warriors as well.
Yeah, I think the difference between last year and this year is just like, man, we were just throwing, you know, just a bunch of jabs. You know, we were just fast and furious. We were running all over the place and doing things. And this year, it's just more so, man, we've just been wearing, you know, our opponents down by just taking, you know, good body shots. Now you're going to take some blows while you're trying to wait to deliver those body shots. In which we have, but we just stay steady and we just wear down, you know, starting pitchers, you know, the bullpen, and it's just playing well for us. So, you know, kudos to Andy Haynes and Christian Marrero and Johnny Tucker for all those guys putting together a good offensive plan. And then also to Oscar Moran and Justin Message on our pitching staff, because, you know, both sides of the ball are playing well. And then, you know, Don Kelly, Manny Lopez, and myself, we're doing everything we can defensively, you know, to back up the good pitching performances that we get. And you saw that in this past series against, you know, the Phillies, where our defense was really good.
Well, not only that, just to stick on that topic of the pitching, you know, the game is shortened up. So I look at it like this, and you might see it the same way. You get to the fifth inning, and if it's anywhere close or anything, you know, you're matching blow for blow here, and then that bullpen comes in, the setup man, Chapman, Bednar closing. You guys, you know, it's almost like come and get us because we're going to bring some heat to you, and you've shown it in these first 16 games that, you know, if you want to match us, we're going to match you, and we're going to wear you out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, we have a really deep bullpen. You know, getting Cole and Holderman back has been really good for, you know, our bullpen. You know, so it's like you can go him right, you know, Chapman left, and then Bednar, you know, right. I mean, we, you know, we got Hernandez, who's pitched well for us as he's come up. You know, our bullpen has just been really solid for us. So, you know, and we're just doing everything we can to, you know, match up and not fall in the traps of, you know, the lineups that, you know, managers put in play. So, yeah, I mean, they're rolling pretty good here.
Well, not only that, the maturity of Mitch Keller, I mean, the four-seamer and everything, he just feels like he's locked in every time. 30 starts with this guy, holy year, man. It's going to be amazing. When you bring up the other kid, Skeens, to go along with all those young guys and Hayes and Cruz and Davis, man, I can't help but say to myself, this is like the Houston Astros years when they were developing young talent coming up through the system. You guys are going to be something to reckon with for a while.
You know, yeah, that's the one thing that we do have is good pitching depth, you know, here in the major leagues and guys that are, you know, near and on their way. So we'll just keep doing everything, anything that we can, and just keep rolling from there. So it's just really interesting. It is really interesting and a good position to be in.
Well, and not only that, the Phillies, I mean, you leave a city. How was the, I mean, when you put the nail in the coffin at 9-2, did the Philly faithful kind of hit the exits? Because they knew they weren't coming back with you guys.
Well, the funny part that we what we got is, you know, a lot of selective hand signals and gestures as we were leaving, you know, after the two wins, and especially yesterday after a Sunday afternoon win in the fashion in which we did. But, you know, expect no less of them. They were actually, you know, well-behaved, I would say, this past you know, time in, which was good, maybe because we caught him earlier in the year. But, you know, it's, you know, I call it the Top Gun finger. We didn't get the Top Gun finger while we were out there, so that was good.
Now, you're in New York now, and I guess the hoopla, I don't know if the Mets are on the front of that New York paper. Maybe the Knicks are there because the number two seed in basketball, but What's the paper look like with a cup of Joe this morning in the Big Apple?
You know what? I'll see it in just a minute. You know, my coffee buddy, you know, Seth and I are going to go walk and get some coffee and, you know, just talk about, you know, this last trip here and you know, what we're expecting and, you know, just get out and explore the city for a little bit before, you know, coming back and prepare for the game tonight. So I'll let you know. I'll shoot you a text message.
Yeah. You got to let me know. Hey, the per diem, you know, you guys get well taken care of, but just don't blow that. Thank God you're in New York only 3 days and not 4 days, because that per diem can go real quick on a breakfast, lunch, or a dinner, I would imagine.
Yes, you know, I ordered a club sandwich last night and some fries just because I wanted something light, and I got the bill, and I was like, oh, my God, you know, like that was not the right move there. But, you know, nonetheless, just, you know, you got to take it as it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Now, seeing both these crowds, Philly crowds are a little different than the New York. The New York, I don't know if they're a little more belligerent, but maybe not as wild as the Yankee crowd. And I know you're going to be hitting Yankee Stadium later this year, but is there a difference in the New York Met fans and the Philly fans? Or are they about the same?
You know, I would say, you know, close to being the same. You know, they all love their fan. I mean, they're ball teams. They're good. Just the dugout, the way the field is constructed in Philly, it feels like they're right on top of you. And, you know, there's a little more foul ground to me in Philly than it is here in New York. So, you know, I didn't get to engage much in Philly, but in New York, I always get to engage with the fans here.
Yeah, definitely in that one. Hey, Kutch hitting his 300 yesterday. That had to be something in the city of brotherly love. Nice reception when he hit it, or were they giving them the jeers?
You know, it was good. You know, he played there, so he always gets a good reception. And, you know, for me, like, the coolest thing about my job is that I am, you know, pretty much the first one, you know, I am the first one to congratulate guys on some really cool things that happened in their career. So I'm grateful for that and be able to, you know, just say congratulations and them say thank you as he's rounded first is a really cool thing. And we've been waiting for a while for him to do that. And so, you know, we're happy he finally got it done. Hopefully it would have been great for him to do it at home, but, you know, nonetheless, he got it done.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of the San Antonio Spurs. You know, they kind of do things quiet, but they carry a big stick. They're kind of a quiet dynasty. Speaks softly, carries a big stick, and his presence is well known around that clubhouse. And it's just so nice to see him get that 300 in Philadelphia, where he used to play, too.
Yes, you know, I mean, you can't draw it up any better than that. It was just a really big a moment. You know, I know the game was out of hand, but, you know, you just never give up on the bats. And that's the professionalism, you know, just still working to, you know, get the next guy to the plate, you know, whether you get a hit or walk, and just put a really good swing on it. And as soon as he hit it, he knew it was gone. And so it was just really cool there. And the reception he got was really good. And to be able to get the ball back, you know, a Pirates family, you know, caught it and, you know, came in the clubhouse and gave him the ball. He signed it back for him. So that was just really cool.
Yeah, not only that. Hey, you guys have played, you know, after tonight, you've played everybody in the National League East except the Braves. Is there a team that stands out yet? But, you know, it's too early to tell, but... Boy, what the Braves are doing, Ozuna with 7 home runs, man. I don't know what he's eating down there in the ATL, but, man, oh, man, the Braves are – it's going to be interesting, you know, with the way this is shaking after about 40, 50 games. But you guys are right there with all the rest of these teams, and then you look in the National League West and the Dodgers and Padres are going at it.
Yeah, I mean you got to take the, you know, the top two teams as far as, you know, Philly and, you know, Atlanta. I mean, they both have pitching. They have deep lineups, you know, and they're built to go, you know, deep, you know, into October. So you have to pick those two teams, you know, as the team here in New York. You know, they're you know, figuring the situation out. And, you know, Washington has a really good, you know, young core that they're pulling together, mixing some veterans there. You know, in the West, you know, it's just going to be, you know, the two-headed monster between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks with the Padres coming, you know, really close. And in our division, man, you know, you got some horses coming up, you know, from Cincinnati, Chicago, you know, ourselves, and then Milwaukee's always there. So I think, you know, our division is deep. And, you know, I think our division is going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, and the first time you see your division will be the next homestand when you get back home after New York. You get Boston and Milwaukee before you come out west, spend a weekend in San Francisco with the Giants and A's. Hey, it's that time again where the show is sponsored by your guys, and, man, it's unbelievable that everybody loves this segment you and I have come up with, calling your shot. Now, I was 2 days short of this guy doing it on Friday night, but I'm going to run the same gamut today. I'm going to go with Jack Sawinski running the pirate ship. He'll hit a home run tonight in the Big Apple. Who do you got?
Wow, that's a good one there. We got Adrian Houser today, so I am going to go with the big fella, O'Neill Cruz. I think he's going to make, you know, a slight adjustment. I think he's going to have a great series. He plays well here, has family here. And so, you know, you never disregard people playing in cities where they have family there because they definitely want to show up and show out. So I'm going to pick the big guy, O'Neill Cruz. I mean, after the ball he hit in Philly, you know, opposite field and stood there and watched it like he was a right-hand hitter, I cannot go against that.
Well, I tell you one thing. I love my Milwaukee Bucks, and I know you like the Lakers. But, man, if I could borrow O'Neill Cruz for a while, I think he'd shut down Brunson of the Knicks, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. He definitely has a chance there. So it'll be really good. Really, really good.
Okay, I know the playoffs will start here shortly. We got the play-in game. How far do you think your Lakers are going?
Maybe one and done. I don't know. You know, it's funny. Even though Anthony Davis has played in 76 games, you just don't know. Like, he gets those injuries where you look up and you go, like, are you kidding me? Like, he's not playing. And so I just think that's just something that, you know, that weighs heavily. So we'll see from there.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you heard the news before we sign off. Vanessa Bryant gave the Dodgers, like, Kobe Bryant shoes the other day. The Dodgers were sporting them. Mookie Betts says he's not taking them off. He's going to wear them every day. She needs to give the Pirates some of those shoes in black and gold, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, she gets black and gold, and there's a pair of white and black and black and whites, you know. Like, definitely, you know, we're wearing them proud out in Pittsburgh, and then we'll even wear them while we're in town, you know, wearing the Dodgers as well. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool. When I saw it, I reached out to a couple, you know, my former coaching mates over there, and they were all excited and pumped up. So, great gesture, Vanessa.
I can't wait for you to get the Dodgers. I know you guys are going to take them. Send my prayers, everything to the boys there. Tell them to get the Mets, and we'll reconvene Friday when the Red Sox come into Pittsburgh, my friend.
Man, so looking forward to it, man. Thank you so much again. Want to give a huge shout-out to, you know, PNW, BMW, and the Cardio Grind. Again, it wouldn't be a great show without their support. So thankful of it as well. So, man, have a great week and looking forward to, you know, recapping this series and, you know, talking about a good Boston team the next time we get in touch.
Yep, on Friday. Put a little, put three creams, maybe one equal. Stir that around, walk around Times Square and everything. Enjoy the sceneries and take these Mets out. And I can't wait to touch bases with you Friday, my brother.
All right, take care. Thank you, bro.
Yep, he's Derek Brock in New York. Here's truly Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll reconvene Friday from Pittsburgh when the Red Sox come to town. Archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you all.